Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
Horns up, metalheads, and welcome to the Lunch Break. This is episode number 5 of the Heavy Metal Lunch Break here for Radioactive Metal. We come to you Wednesdays at noon, so you know what's coming up for the rest of the week. With me today, the one, the only, Snowy of the North. Snowy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I know, man, it's going pretty good. This is a switch for our listeners. Typically, you introduce the show, and I'm on, right? So it's like Boxing Day up there in Canada for us right now.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, We want to talk about, first and foremost, our episode coming up here. You know what? I'm embarrassed now. What's the episode coming out on Thursday on Pure Rock Radio?
This Thursday is, and then podcast the next day, Friday morning, is episode number 551. It's the first installment of our rebooted band spotlight episode with, I guess, your favorite band of all time, sure, the Mighty Kiss.
Yes. All right. So 551 Kiss. It's going to come out first on PureRockRadio.net tomorrow night, Thursday, right? And then Friday morning, it's going to be uploaded for everybody to listen to on iTunes or wherever else, but you can hear it there first on PureRockRadio.net. We've got the Lunch Break today, brought to you, as always, by True Cult Coffee. So, Snowy, Record Store Day is this Saturday, which is why I wanted to do this special episode here.
Okay.
I want to talk about some things going on. So first of all, True Cult Coffee. True Cult Coffee, everybody here knows that we love them, but I want to talk about where they're going to be. They are going to be at Gromy's CDs and Tapes in Lima, Ohio, for a pop-up coffee bar for Record Store Day.
Oh, wow.
So metalheads, if you're out getting your records, you can also have True Cult Coffee, the coffee that we rave about. And what I really like about this is you're going to have people that are not necessarily metalheads out that day, right? You're going to have people that are into jazz, that are into easy listening, that are possibly into hip hop, right? And they're all going to have the chance to sample True Cult Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And when they drink the Holy Communion of the...
I can't believe you just said that. Right on.
I couldn't believe it myself. That's why I stopped. But they drink the Holy Communion of water of True Cult Coffee. They too can be baptized in the Brotherhood of Metal. So Mr. Coffee Bean Occulta himself will be practicing coffee baptisms behind the shop. It's going to be a good time. And then the next night, guess where they're going to be, Snowy?
They are going to be in Top Cats in Cincy.
For Psychroptic.
Psychroptic. Cannabis Corpse, Macabre. Oh, geez.
Gorod's
going to be there. And some local support. Yeah. Top Cats in Cincinnati. Yeah. I wish I could be there for that. All of those bands kick ass. We've had pretty much all of them but the local support and Macabre on the show before. And we will have them all on again in a heartbeat for sure. An amazing show.
It's going to be some good stuff. So you have two chances this weekend to check out True Cult Coffee. So that's going to be April 13th, and then the next night, April 14th, right? Mm-hmm. So check them out. All right. So, Snowy, we are here
I really like about True Cult Coffee is I got a hot, steaming cup of it right now in my Jimi Hendrix mug.
I feel that's very appropriate right now because we're going to talk about records. And that was really the only way Hendrix was putting stuff out, because I don't know if 8-tracks were quite a thing yet, but I knew they were coming out. So Record Store Day is this weekend, and I happened to buy a couple pieces of vinyl Saturday after we recorded our Kiss episode.
You couldn't wait? You couldn't hold your wad? Come on.
So I couldn't. I just happened to be down there, and I walk in, and they had a couple of records, and both records came with digital downloads, and So that's always a plus for me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get these now. So I pick up Yngwie Malmsteen's Blue Lightning.
Ah.
It's a pretty killer disc. The standout track for me is, there's a bunch of covers on here, some blue stuff, but the standout track is, and why can't I find, there we go, Sun's Up, Tops Down. That is
okay.
Absolutely a blue song written by a guitarist who lives in Miami and drives convertibles.
It's got to be
fantastic.
Yeah.
It is just a fantastic, because like the first track I heard was Blue Lightning and my iPod was on shuffle. I'm like, Blue Lightning was way more lightning than blue. And I'm like, is this what this whole album's going to be? And then Sun's Up, Top Down comes on. I'm like, geez, this is good. Like, this is really good, you know? And not that I don't mind the shred, but if you're going to call yourself Blue Lightning and say how you're blues, I need a little more blues than lightning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. For sure.
And I also picked up the Dirt soundtrack. Now, What is significant here is that we might notice that both of these artists were in their heyday during the heyday of vinyl in the, you know, mid to late 80s, right?
Right.
When vinyl was still a big thing. So both of these artists know what it takes to put out a record. I have Yngwie Malmsteen records from the first, you know, first pressing stuff. And I can remember what Yngwie used to do on his records. And he really didn't do any of that on these records. The sleeves are very boring. I think the vinyl's a nice color. But if I open up the fold, it's a double record, right? So you open up the double record, and literally every picture in here looks like every picture I've ever seen of Yngwie. It's either him with a guitar, him with a Porsche, or him with a Porsche and a guitar.
Yeah, that sounds like, like old Yngwie.
That's
yeah.
Every picture. I mean, they're nice cars,
mm-hmm.
Right? They really are nice cars. But at the same time, like, okay, nothing I haven't seen before.
Right.
But so now let's go to the Dirt. So first of all, the Dirt has on the cover a sleeve that is the actors who played Motley Crue in the Netflix film The Dirt, right?
Right.
So I open this up, and you pull it out. The first thing you see is the cover to the book. So it's got the bottle of Jack Daniels. It says The Dirt, Motley Crue. I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And now that I'm looking at this up close, I did not notice the woman in the bikini in the bottle of Jack. I never noticed that till right now. That's pretty crazy. So you open it up, Snowy. And you see tons of pictures, right? Tons of pictures, like all sorts of live photos from all the eras of Motley Crue, like you kind of expect, right? But then, right? But then you start to pull out the record, you pull out the vinyl. And on the sleeve, right? On the record sleeve, there are more pictures. There are pictures of the book. There is a lyric sheet inside for all the songs on the record. Right? On both albums. Snowy,
okay.
Now that you've heard this, you tell me which of these two artists remembers why people bought records in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The producers of the Dirt soundtrack definitely have got their finger on the pulse for just putting out vinyl. Right. Oh, yeah.
That's what vinyl's supposed to be about. It's, you know, we're not buying vinyl because, oh, look, it's retro. Well, I mean, somebody is, I'm sure. But I buy vinyl because of the experience. I mean, like, Snowy, I am sure you are with me when I say live after death. That was one of the most amazing records I'd ever purchased, right? And it wasn't even just the music. The music is where it starts, and you're just like, fuck, you're blown away because, what is it? We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall define the air. Well, you know, growing forces in the land, you know, like you, the Churchill speech, and the it just kicks in. Like, and you're like, you're going crazy. But as you're going crazy, Snowy, I bet you, like me, are sitting there thumbing through the booklet.
Of course.
With it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you how many cans of beer was consumed on the tour. Right? I can't remember the exact number, and the album is actually framed and hanging above my desk right now. So I can't pull it out either. But I mean, this was a big experience, and that's what vinyl is about. And that's why, listeners, we are here to talk about Record Store Day. So Snowy, I sent you the picks here, like some of my picks of things that we needed to pick up for Record Store Day. And you may have noticed that metal is a little bit lacking. And it seems to come and go in recent years, but there's a lot of punk and hardcore, which is also a big thing that we cover on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of my first picks, And this is specifically for the Canadians to celebrate the fact that Canada now has legalized marijuana. There is a picture disc, 7-inch picture disc available for Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first pick for the Canadians. What's your first pick here?
Oh, definitely. Like, I went over everything. Like, all of these, what we call our picks, you know, we got advance notice on what these special editions or what's going to be available for sale specifically for Record Store Day and all that. So, like, I have, first of all, before I pick up anything, I have to, it has to be made available to the record shops in which I'm going to be going to. There's no guarantee that up here in Winnipeg I'm going to get a lot of this stuff. But I did the same thing you did. I went through all of these and I made a nice little list. And yeah, I threw that Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke 7-inch just because, just for the novelty. Like, I would play that once, okay, and then put it, just kind of put it up because a 7-inch picture disc of Cheech and Chong, that's a rarity.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And being Canadian, eh? Tommy Chong.
Exactly.
People seem to forget that Tommy Chong, he's a good Canadian boy.
It's fun stuff, man. So, what's going to be the record store of choice that you go to this year, by the way?
I'm going to be going to Into the Music in Osborne Village. Nice. Here in Winnipeg. It was actually the Manitoba Comic Convention will be first we go to. We're going to do all the fun stuff that involves that. And then we're going to make our way out to Record Store Day. And Into the Music will be our first stop. And if there's still time, you know, Sunrise Records in one of the mall locations, which basically Sunrise replaced HMV up here in Canada. And I know Sunrise is going to have a lot of cool shite. So if I don't see what I'm looking for there, got into the music, I'm going to make my way to the Sunrise locale.
Dude, that's awesome. For me, it's going to be Monster Music here in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. My favorite record store. I have been there for so many different events they've had, from the Third Man record truck rolling through, the Metallica Midnight release for Hardwired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, several record store days at this point. I love these guys. I can't wait to get down there. And then, of course, for our Orlando friends, I know that Rock will probably be stopping by Park Avenue CDs.
Of course.
Right? So those are our stores, you know, and please feel free to post your stores on our Facebook page. Tell us where you're going to be because we want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so weird, unique releases, right? So there's some unique things, and I found something else that I can't believe that I missed the first time, and I'm going to start there. So, Snowy, are you familiar with a composer by the name of John Cage?
John Cage? No, I'm not.
All right. So he is more classical in most schools of thought than a lot of other composers, but I consider him to be one of the fathers of modern industrial music.
Uh-huh.
Right? And here's why. So John Cage back in the 60s was doing some crazy shit, man. So this guy would take a piano and he would jam things in the strings, like erasers, pencils, paper clips, whatever was around, and write a piece of music specifically to hit those types of notes and use them. And what was happening is he was getting notes that you normally couldn't do. Fast forward, think about Nine Inch Nails doing this with some crazy synthesizers and some of the other crazy sounds we've got, right?
He's getting a picture, yeah.
Yeah, he's also famous for a piece called Concerto for 12 Radios that's never the same way twice. You literally have, it is 12 radios, I think. But so you have like, really, I guess you need 24 people to pull this off and 12 radios, and they have stopwatches and each one is manning a different dial on the radio and they turn it different ways at different times. And the whole point of it was just noise. How can you experiment with noise? So think bands like Throbbing Gristle, think KMFDM, think Ministry, the different noise rockers that we got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was at the forefront of doing weird shit, and he's got a record coming out. It's called John Cage Meets Sun Ra. So I'm going to be looking for that.
Right on.
The other weird thing was the 3-inch records and a very special record player to play them. So there's going to be stuff from Epitaph and Third Man Records. So what do you think about this 3-inch record thing?
It seems like it might... There's not a whole hell of a lot of 3-inch records, really, like that, at least readily available. So it just seems to me like it could be rather limiting, you know?
Well, that's exactly it. And that's what some people have been saying, like, oh, it's a scam, it's a fad or whatever. And it is. It's just unique, but it's something fun that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy any myself, but hey, I thought it was neat. So give me another one of your picks. What was another standout for you in this?
Well, staying with the kind of the unique things, and I don't know how unique this is, but a little as 2018 was winding down, we had Claudio Simonelli from Goblin on. And of course, Goblin was that 70s progressive rock band that did a variety of, that are well known for just doing Italian horror film soundtracks, Dawn of the Dead, Suspiria, and all that good stuff. Goblin, though, is going to be releasing a 7-inch for the song Yell, okay, which apparently this song was commissioned to the band to do a theme song for some Italian TV show that never really caught on. So it's a nice little piece of obscure Goblin. And if you're a fan like me and all that, this caught my attention right away. And it's like, okay, that I want.
Dude, I saw that one. I thought of you immediately. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad you brought that one up. All right, so for the old school punks, and I am willing to bet Henry Rollins will be out to buy this, even though he probably owns all the records already, because I know Rollins was a big Devo fan. He talks about it in some of his spoken word.
Yes.
For the old school punks, there is a This Is Devo 6-LP box set.
Wow.
I think that's pretty intense, right?
I didn't know Devo had 6 albums worth of material.
I think they've got a lot of stuff hidden in the studio. Because I know, like, Mark Mothersbaugh, he's done a lot of soundtrack work and does a lot of stuff like film and TV today. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm willing to bet there's a lot of hidden stuff we never got to see. How about you, man? What's like your punk, old school punk, or hardcore? What do you got?
Well, what's going to be coming out that caught my attention was the legendary Youth of Today. YOT is releasing a 7-incher called One Night Stand. I'm not exactly too sure the whys and wherefores behind that, but that definitely caught my attention. And it's like, okay, yeah. See, basically, the list I'm going off now, when this show is over, I'm basically pulling it out of my notebook, putting it in my back pocket, and that's going to be my list of what to get.
Oh, dude, me too.
Come Saturday. Yeah. So, Youth of Today, the One Night Stand, 7-inch. Right on.
Dude, that's awesome. All right, so for our metal category.
Oh, and I just sort of see the irony here. 7 inches for One Night Stand.
I didn't catch that. That's good.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke. I don't even think the band was either.
If Kareem was here, she would have caught that.
Oh, my God.
She wouldn't have let us live that one down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so metal. So Motorhead's on here twice, but this is going to be their first appearance for my list. But so Motorhead has a 7-inch coming out for Overkill and Bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stairway to Nick John, and this by Mastodon. So Mastodon's basically covering Stairway to Heaven. There's been a few different articles popping up all over the web about this. And I didn't look it up. Do you know anything more about the Nick John thing? I think it's a benefit for somebody.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be able to talk about it when we actually record our post-Record Store Day episode. And then this one caught my attention, and I missed it the first time through the list, but the Crow soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that's being reissued. I'm like, what a great collection of like metal and heavy music.
For the first time on vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, right? I'm like, wow. This is
That's a fantastic record. I have it on cassette, and I would love it on vinyl.
Yeah. And then, so the other one, and you got to tell me if this really qualifies as metal, because I wasn't sure how metal this was, but the band Sun and the album Life Metal, because I was giving them a listen. They're almost more stoner rock, I think.
In radioactive metal land, stoner rock and all that, that's it. It's all good. It's all good.
All right. How about you? Anything stand out for you for the metal category?
Well, hello. yeah, I definitely agree with that. That Motorhead 7-inch picture disc for Overkill and Bomber, and they're doing another one with Rockaway Beach as
That's
well.
on my must-have list. I am completely with you. That is my must-have. If there is one thing I will walk away from Record Store Day with, it is the 7-inch of Motorhead covering Rockaway Beach, and on the flip side is them playing the song they wrote for the Ramones, Ramones.
Oh, I walk around work singing that song.
Oh, so good, man.
Yeah,
So good.
but for some more metal, this caught my attention. Okay, I don't imagine you are a very big fan of Anal Cunt.
So I'm aware of them because of this show.
Okay, yeah,
And also because the guitarist died in that freak escalator
right,
accident he fell off of.
right.
And so that was an interesting news story for us to discuss. But I'm not 100% familiar with their music, no.
Okay, well, they're one of the grindcore pioneers, and they are a very polarizing band, even within the grind community, as to whether or not you like them or not, mostly because of the antics of Seth Putnam, who has left us as well. For the purposes of Record Store Day, probably their safest record, shall we say, if there's such a thing, is their Picnic of Love album, and it's being released, on vinyl, a 12-inch vinyl. I think I'm going to keep an eye out for that as well. Alice Cooper's Dirty Diamonds. Okay, this is an album that I've already got on CD. Like, I have all of Alice Cooper's records, and it's more modern day Alice Cooper, like the stuff that the fans really don't care about unless you're psychotic like I am. What caught me my attention about this, and this is so appropriate. Okay, it's available on blood splattered vinyl. An
Oh, yes.
Alice Cooper record. Yoink! That's mine.
Dude, that makes my day.
Yeah, so for sure.
Absolutely makes my day, man. So I'm scrolling through the list. I'm like, how did I miss the anal cunt? Like, I can't believe I missed that. And how did you just get me to say it? Because I've never even said that.
That's right.
Darn you.
I don't imagine it's Mrs. Aaron's favorite band either.
Yeah, those are two words that are not mentioned a lot in the household, and especially not concurrently, right? So,
No, Mrs. Snowy doesn't like them at
yeah.
all.
So that's a good time right there. All right. So this category kind of struck me because of the particular artist. But so comedy, Bill Hicks has an album coming out, right? And I'm guessing it's an older album. I know the sketches are older because it's one of my favorite Bill Hicks sketches that's going to be on there about JFK was a long time ago. Do you know the sketch I'm talking about?
No, but that sounds twisted.
Oh, dude, you'd love it because he's basically talking about how JFK was shot, and he's going all over these conspiracy theories. He's like, yeah, it's like I went to the little museum and they won't let you near there. He's like, you know why? Because you'll see that there's no way anybody shot him from that window. He's like going off, right? And then every time I talk about this, people are like, Bill, you gotta stop talking about JFK. That happened a long time ago. He's like, oh yeah, remember that the next time you try to talk to me about Jesus. I lost it. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So that is one of my picks because I think I'm going to pick that up on vinyl and just, listen to a little Bill Hicks. I already gave you my must-have of Motorhead and Rockaway Beach. So what do you got? You got anything for comedy? And I want to know what is your must-have? What will you walk away
Okay,
from?
for the closest thing to comedy, some people would definitely argue that, well, that's Anal Cunt right there. Okay, someone would argue. Absolutely must have. Okay, and this is the first thing. As soon as I walk into the record store, I'm gonna hopefully my buddy Jay will be behind the counter. The first thing I'm gonna do is say, Jay, man, I'm looking for this record. L7 is back. They are back big time. They have signed a
Nice.
deal with Joan Jett's Blackheart
Oh,
Records.
yeah.
Yeah. For Record Store Day, the first single from their new record coming out later on this year, Burn Baby, is dropping this Saturday. That is numero uno.
That's
That is
fantastic.
number one. L7 is back. I love this band, and just I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay, you know how this is like the kind of impact this band has on in my life. You know how when a woman she just doesn't like her hair. Oh, my hair's a mess. My hair doesn't look good. My hair's greasy. My hair is this. Okay, all women are like this. Okay, Mrs. White is definitely like this. Okay. But I'll say to her, "No, sweetheart, your hair looks fantastic." Well, no, you have to say that. And I'll say, "No, this is why your hair looks great. You look like you just stepped
Afraid
off an L7 stage
of
after rocking out for an hour. That you cannot get a better compliment from Snowy
How many
than
times
that."
have you slept on the couch for that one?
No.
I'm just
It's a
curious.
compliment. Oh, I'm on the couch all the time for every other reason, but not for complimenting.
That's
So
good. That's good.
yeah. As well, Blackheart Records is putting out the new Sherry Curry record.
I saw that.
Yeah. Boulevard of Splendor,
I'm
and I was
so glad
actually.
you brought that up. I
Yeah,
forgot about that.
as an old school Runaways fan, I'm really looking forward to this. And I only recently heard about this, but apparently for the last couple of years now, she's been doing Roxy Roller. Remember
Nope.
Roxy Roller? She's been playing that classic rock song live, and apparently it's going to be on this Boulevard of Splendor full-length album. I'm going to be looking for that as well.
That's awesome, man.
And that's pretty much what I have for
Dude, we have hit it. We are right within the time limit of the lunch break,
Okay.
right? We're gonna make it here. We got less than 3 minutes of talking. It might be a little longer with bumpers. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, check out True Cult Coffee, TRVEKVLT coffee.com. Check them out on Facebook. Make sure you see them at Gromy's in Lima, Ohio, or is it Lima, Ohio? One of the two.
Lima.
Is it Lima? Okay. So
It
Lima,
is Lima.
Ohio. And then check out Monster Music if you're here in South Carolina. Check out Park Avenue CDs if you're in Orlando. And if you are in the Great White North, when in Winnipeg, 91 Albert Street,
Oh.
www.warhammusic.com.
Oh.
Long-time
Okay.
listeners will understand
Yeah.
that reference. You can't go
They'll
there
get
anymore, though,
that
if you're a
joke.
first-time
Yes.
listener. Snowy, where are you guys going to go?
I'm going to be at Into the Music in Osborne Village in Winnipeg, and hopefully Sunrise Records in the Polo Park Shopping Center as well.
Rock on. Ladies and gentlemen, check out episode 551 tomorrow, Thursday night, on purerockradio.net. Then download it again so you can hear our wonderful voices talking about Kiss. Horns up, we're out, metalheads.